Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and OMG, very sexy people. Okay, it's Thursday. We're rock and rolling. I want to get to a lot of calls today. So if you want to talk to me, make sure you get your little hand up. And here's the latest information. I want to invite you all to go to IamDeeWallace.com. That's my website. There's a lot of great free stuff, a lot of things to listen to and read and support yourself with. IamDeeWallace.com. Okay, the first thing I want to bring up today is a big part of our responsibility in the creation part of life is to turn it over. At the end, when you've chosen, when you've committed, when you have gotten clear about what you want and put your order in, then you have to turn it over to the universe and go, you're going to create it a hell of a lot better than any way I could ever imagine this to be created. So it is apparent in all of the private sessions, which have been off the charts lately, probably because of this amazing shift program that we're in, Let the Shift Hit the Fan, Part 2, that's part that we're falling out on is moving into that trust and going, okay, here you go. I'm turning it over to you. Now, I know it's there. I know I've created it energetically. Take it and run with it. I want to go to loving another and the feelings that that brings up, whether another is a beloved pet, or a significant other, or another part of the universe, like a rainbow. When you drop into your heart and open your heart and go to loving someone or something else and filling yourself with that experience, all you have to do then is to insert yourself in that picture. And you will have a true experience of loving yourself. Really loving yourself is allowing yourself to open and feel and love yourself. So my question to you today is, can you love yourself so much that you allow yourself to open and be vulnerable with yourself? You see, what we really want when we say we want to fall in love, is we want to fall in love with ourselves. We really, really, really just want to fall in love with ourselves. And the more you can live in that experience, hold that intention, bring yourself into that heart space, guys, the more exponentially you will create. I promise you. Yes, I'm coming out on the airwaves and saying, I promise you, that your life will exponentially shift when you live in the experience of loving yourself. And all of this occurred to me when on Valentine's Day, you know, I was going, oh, God, I really wish I had somebody to love, you know. And I thought, you know, it wasn't a particular person. It wasn't a specific thing. It was the act of love itself. And I don't need anybody to move into the act of love. I just have to love me. So I want us all to come together. I don't care when you're listening to this call right now. I am the experience of God. And as we learned in Bible school, the very first thing, God is love. I am the whole of love that I am. I open my heart to the experience of living in the love that I am. And so it is. You see, on a more physical note, when we stop celebrating life, i.e. loving ourselves, we shut our immune systems down, guys. And a lot of us have, and this is a big, huge thing. I think I'm probably going to at some point do a two-hour webinar on this. We have guilt over vitality, and what that led to was literally guilt over life and death. And please make sure you're on my email list, because you are going to want to read the article that I wrote for Monday's e-blast. All you do is go to imdwallace and sign up. You'll get a free meditation when you do it. It'll be worth it, but you will get some of this cutting-edge, up-to-date information I send out every Monday via my newsletter. So if we have guilt over choosing life and choosing death, and I go into this much more in detail in the article, basically, we're caught in the paradox. And what that stems from me and from all of us, I'm getting, is that we can't save people. So if we're guilty because we're choosing life and they're not, we can't save them. And if we're guilty because we choose death, which is a part of life, then we've still left them, and who's going to save them? So we're caught in the paradox of consistent guilt over choosing life to its fullest. And I'm saying it's time to put that down, guys. We are embracing life in the biggest possible way that we are choosing to do that, which means we are embracing ourselves in big love. So we're coming together and claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of this. We are claiming the new statement, and they want me to say it for everybody. I am one, happy, healthy, prosperous, whole, and that makes me happy. And it's easy and simple and quiet and complete. Right now, now and consistently and forever, that's who I am. I am the experience of God as the creator of me. Now, I go into this in detail, more detail, on Monday's show, which was really off the charts, if you want to go visit the archive. And again, that's at IMD Wallace on the homepage. You can get to the archives. But I want everyone to come forward and claim the balance of the primary respiratory mechanism, which keeps our energy in the flow of healing and creation. The primary respiratory mechanism is in balance consistently. That means my entire body, my brain, my head, my neck, my stem, everything, my legs, my feet, my hands, my entire physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional bodies are breathing as a whole. Again, I don't want to take time to go into the whole thing now, but I explain it much more, or you can Google it. Primary respiratory mechanism. Just know that that is a part of our physical healing. As you know, my intention is to really create ourselves as the gods that physically not only heal ourselves, but actually create the wellness that we just live in. And all kinds of information, and I'm being used, and that's my body's being used to bring in this information, and a lot of that is this life and death stuff that just came in. Okay, I can go to the calls. Let's balance everything before we continue. We're claiming I am divine love. Feel it. Drop into your heart. There you go. I am divine love. It's not just words, guys. It's the experience of being divine love. We're claiming the new statement, the masculine, feminine, child statement that says, tell my brain to say yes to this. This is my commitment to me and to the world. A lot of information is coming in about our duties to the collective consciousness also. So that's going to be coming up quite a bit, I'm sure. So, okay, we are going to start with the callers. I'm going to run through today, so have your questions ready, please. Leslie in Washington, D.C. Hi, baby, you're on. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call, and I thanks so much for doing this work.
Thank you.
I have been getting sick a lot lately, and I don't understand why.
Okay, so stop there, because as soon as they said, I'm getting sick a lot lately, my pendulum went to no. Now, obviously, your experience is that you're getting sick. But they want to make clear that you decided at some point, it has to do with a woman, that you were going to identify, come into, share, decide to agree with the thought that there is sickness. Especially, they're saying, at this time of the year. What does your mother have to do with this?
I knew you were going to say that. Well, you know, she's older, you know, and she always has, like, aches and pains and things like that, I guess. But I don't consciously agree with the way she looks at sickness and the body.
That's true, but subconsciously you do. Your little girl does. What happened when you were a little girl around your mom in sickness?
Well, I never felt like she paid that much attention to me if I got sick. I mean, that's
okay.
The only thing I can really remember.
Okay, well, that's all you have to remember. So just know right now that what you're saying to yourself is Leslie wants more attention. Leslie needs some love here. And maybe if I get really, really sick, I can create some attention for me and the love experience that I am longing in my life right now. Is it starting to resonate?
Well, only in the sense of me giving it to me. I mean, you understand? I mean, I can't.
Well, Leslie, that's where it all starts. The more you love you, the more people will love you, and the more they will give you love. Because who's going to give love to somebody who doesn't think they're worth it?
Okay.
So this is the highest message, and this is why I started with this whole life and death thing. We're feeling guilty about loving ourselves, which is the most life-affirming, most life-creating thing we can do. It is the thing that will create consistent health in our lives. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay.
Feel like I'm trying to do that, and I feel like it just every time I make it, like I feel good, I feel vital, and then the next second I get sick again. It's like it's been an ongoing thing. But prior to that, it was like injuring something. And that finally ended, and now it's getting sick.
Okay. So what is the thread that everything has in common? What happens when you get sick or injure yourself?
What I feel like what happens is I have to put everything on hold. That's what I feel like. And I'm sick right now, and that's why I said I'm just calling her anyway.
Good.
You know.
So when you put everything on hold and you can't do anything, who does it for you?
Nobody. I'm by myself. I mean, I have to do it, or nobody does it.
Uh-huh.
So it's just
well, it'd
me.
Be nice to have a little support from the universe, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's not like my neighbors don't help me out or something like that if I really need it. It's not like I don't have people in my life, but I hear
you're over it, Leslie. And I'm telling you, if you really want to be over it and just live in health and not have any more accidents, so in the positive, that would be your entire life falling into place easily, effortlessly, and joyfully. you have to love yourself more. And that is going into your heart and creating an entire experience of what that feels like. Because right now, you're guilty for doing that. You're guilty for, quote unquote, everything not getting done because I have to do it or nobody else is going to do it. So if I'm going to give myself this message that that's not what it's about, that I need to love myself more, then I'm going to keep getting sick so I can't do it. So I finally get this message.
Because
and you're at that point right now, Leslie. You're mad as hell and you don't want to take it anymore. And that's a good place to be at, quite frankly, if you know what you're mad about and you don't take it anymore from yourself, which is turn it over, baby. I'm ready to be healthy. I'm ready to be happy. I'm ready to go live life to the fullest and love myself in every way. And that's my intention every day when I wake up, and I'm turning it over, universe. Help create this with me, Neil. Hold on. There's something else coming in. This is for everybody, guys. Everybody, everybody. I'm going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet. I'm going right to a core belief. This page, here, 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 17, 18. Okay. Well, this has come up in the last five privates that I've done. Now, these aren't absolutely the most correct words, but this is what they are. I have to kill myself to take care of the people I love. And basically what the highest words are is I have to kill myself to start loving myself.
Yeah.
Now you got it, okay?
Yeah.
You got it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop it! Or I'll bury you in a box. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's the Bob Newhart thing. Go watch it. So, what you know, I have to love myself and honor myself to come forward to love myself, not kill myself to love myself. I got to love myself in order to love myself, and that's what I'm going to do. Okay, baby?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, we could just end the show there. She brought in just about everything that you need to hear. Christina in France. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking the call.
Of course.
God bless you. I have been in France for 3 months. Disability had given me permission to go for medical. And I had also been told extended by another 3 months, and then rather suddenly they cut it. So I received absolutely no funds at all. Cut. Gone. And it's in appeal. I'm getting on some level, it's some kind of a doorway where I'm walking away from being ill. I am an artist, and people here, they want my big work sent over. So it's like I need an angel to bring that over. They want to show it.
Okay. And who's your angel, Christina?
I don't know. That's
oh,
I'm waiting
well,
for God
if you
to
don't
supply.
Know it's you, baby, then you got to start there.
Well, I require funds for food at this point. I mean, all of a sudden, everything's been cut off. There's recognition for the work. I mean, it's an amazing. Plus, I also walked into a plate glass door and had a concussion for a week and a half.
Okay, so I hear all the victim stuff, and I want you to stop. Because that's your story, and if you keep telling your story and focusing on your story, you are not going to create any of this stuff you want.
Okay.
Your victim stuff is a way not to love yourself. Guys, I want you to hear that. Your victim stuff is a way that you sabotage yourself. So I've heard everything that you don't want and no statement about what you want. So I am creating right now money flow into my life. I am creating health for myself. I'm the creator of it. So while all this is going on, I am staying in the heart experience and the love of myself. I am creating perfect health, and that's where I focus on. I am creating my artwork being delivered to France. I don't know how that goes, but I know I'm the creation that it gets here. Guys, it goes back to you, and you keep wanting to give it away to somebody else. Everything you mentioned to me, Christina, is about you knowing that you're the power. Loving yourself enough to allow these things to be delivered to you. And then holding the focus on them and letting the universe come through for you. Hold on, there's something else. Sheets, but give me a song.
God, what's coming up is, it's in Hebrew, it's Yom Huledet, which is like happy birthday in Hebrew.
Okay, well, happy birthday. If you apply all the things that we just talked about, you will be absolutely reborn. Because you will know that you're the creator of you, and the universe will deliver to you the desires of your heart, but not until you clearly know that you are the God of you, directing your own energy, holding the focus on it, and falling in love with yourself. That's the highest, most correct thing for all of us, most complete thing, yes. We're claiming the symbol, I am divine love around all of this. Now, don't just listen to the words. Literally, like you're going to do everything else that you're doing, do this. Make this a joyful duty of yours to create consciously every day. Thanks for your call, baby, and we will hold the space for all this goodness for you, okay?
G.B., can I ask you one other aspect of something here?
Quickly, yes.
Okay, I seem to have picked up someone very similar to my mother as a petty tyrant, as a landlady here, constantly berating, character assassination, constant barrage of emails, yelling for no reason.
Okay, here it's the victim stuff again, Christina. So you know you created it. You created moving in there. How much can you love her is what the channel is saying. How much can you love her and stop judging her? And that includes yourself also. You see, because you're judging yourself. You're judging the world. The perspective is that I'm crapped on by everybody and the world. And that's the only perspective that you can create then, baby, by everybody around you.
Yeah, because it keeps impacting everything else that I'm doing. It's just, I just...
You keep impacting everything else that you're doing. Go back to you.
Because I feel it psychically. I feel her psychically, even if she's not present.
Well, that's up to you. If you're doing that, you're the creator of your own energy, so you're choosing to do that.
And the antidote is, how much can I love her and stop judging her?
Well, the answer to everything is, how much can I love myself? Because when I love myself unconditionally, I cannot hate another person because it doesn't serve the love for myself. Thanks for calling, sweetheart.
Thank you. God bless you.
All righty. Susan, what's up? I haven't talked to you in a few calls.
Yeah.
Hi.
Guess what?
What?
Guess what? Well, I fell on my head again. Right smack that in my forehead, and screwed up my eyes. I've been
okay. So what do you want to know?
I want to have clear vision, and I want to know what's going on with it, because I've got double vision. I've got
okay, Susan. I'm not a doctor.
I know.
And they're saying you need to go to a doctor. And you hardly ever hear me say that on the
show. I know,
shows.
I'm going to doctors. I meant to say, is this anything spiritual going on?
Well, energetically, you really moved forward for yourself, and you started being really powerful, and you had all these ideas, and you were out creating yourself, and then you had to stop yourself again.
Okay, yes, yeah.
Okay, well, stop it. You know, you're safe and secure in this world to be big, Susan. And
yeah,
that's what you have to know, and that's a part of loving yourself.
So I just need to take time for myself and do
you
the
need
work.
To know that you're safe and secure in this world to create yourself as a big presence in this world, as a successful presence in this world, that you, as the world of you, will come forward for you and keep you safe and stable while you do it. That's the highest, most correct, most complete for everybody who will ever listen to this call. Let's start playing it big, and you will put this, again, a lot more together when you read my article on Monday. But obviously, this call is all about us coming together and saying, I'm safe and secure to love myself as the God I am and to be the biggest freaking God I can be.
Yeah, no matter what.
No matter what. It starts
with
us.
No matter what we have to do for ourselves. You know, keep that knowing that we are safe and secure. And if
well, it all starts with ourselves, and then it goes out into your families and out into your society and out into the world. And that's why if you want to shift the world, you better start loving yourself more, period.
Right.
So we're claiming the symbol I am, divine love, around all of this. There's nothing else, baby. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's see, who haven't I taken for a while here? Patty, you're up.
Hi.
Hi,
okay,
baby.
I wanted to, I just wanted to check in. Thank you for the fitness thing because I'm all about that. But, I wanted to check in regarding me moving forward with my business. I just want to check in with you about that because it's not moving as I think it should be.
Well, and therein lies the problem, is how you're thinking about it. But the first thing that came in is you almost have it, but you don't quite understand that your business is you. You see,
okay.
You're separating the business from who you are. And guys, the first business that you have to get in alignment, that you have to get stable, that you have to set up so that it's running smoothly and effortlessly is you. You have to set up the business of you. So let's find the part of you that's not in harmony with the business of you that's affecting the business outside of you.
Okay,
because that's what we want to bring into alignment, right?
Okay.
All right, so we're claiming the symbol I am divine love, sheets. But give me a song, Patty.
This little piggy went to the market.
Okay, so you see, if you look at what we've been talking about integration and integrating all of the aspects of ourself into one whole that is working together. You see, this little piggy went to market, but this little piggy stayed home.
Ooh.
So if all the little piggies go together to make up Patty
yeah.
the piggy, okay?
Yeah.
Then all of the little piggies of Patty have got to come forward and go, this business is a success. I am a success. I am the success of my business. It's not outside of me. It all starts within me right now. That's who I am.
Cool.
And so for all of us, we are directing, committing, commanding the integration of all of the aspects of us coming together to love ourselves as the God we are. And then that goes into our bodies and our health, into the success of our business, into the creation of a divine right relationship, because all of us are on board with what we want. You got it?
Got it. Thank
okay.
you so much.
You bet. That was a great question. I love it how they bring it All the little piggies of Patty came together there. That's great. Okay, Donna in North Carolina. Hello? Whoops, you didn't get on here. Hold on a minute. There you go. Donna?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby. What's up?
I'm so excited to talk to you. I've been putting it off for weeks thinking I'll do it myself, but I really needed you. And then there's Christina, and she and I have a connection. I commissioned a painting with her when she called you last summer.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
What an amazing
and
short, small world.
She hasn't been on in a long time either. Well, good for you. 60 degrees of separation. So what's up with you?
So what's up with me? My job went away last March, and I feel compelled to do work that's serving others, but I don't have a clear vision of what that is, somewhere with healing or counseling or teaching, and so I'm asking for guidance in that direction.
You're not asking for guidance from yourself in that direction. And they want you to know your job didn't go away. You sent it away.
The company closed down.
Yeah, but you sent it away. You didn't want to work there anymore.
Well, that is true.
Well, okay. So they want you to understand that's how much power you have in the creation process. That, you know, guys, and this is what happened to me. I woke up one day after 18 glorious years of teaching acting and went, I don't think I want to go teach today. And I knew. I knew that teaching period in my life was over. It was done. It was complete. And then the thought was, well, yeah, but I need the money. I need to support myself. I need to keep this open. And what happened over the next 4 months is people dropped away and dropped away and dropped away and dropped away because I said, okay, well, if I won't do this consciously, I'll just not want to be here and people will go somewhere else. And that's how we do it. So there's a part of you that doesn't want to serve, Donna. And it's the part that doesn't want to serve yourself. You see, when you serve other people, you are going to really be serving yourself. You're going to be loving yourself. You're going to be taking care of yourself. You're going to be in total joy. And there's a part of you that's going, well, that's not okay. What about all the people that have to go do that job that I didn't want to do that went away? What about all those people that don't get to do what they really want to do? So why should I do what I really want to do? I'm testing it. This is the highest place we're going. So you have to love yourself again enough to go, you know, I don't have to save all the people. I don't have to be responsible for their choices. If they are choosing right now to go to a mundane job that they don't want to be in, then that's a part of their life process and how they're choosing to love themselves right now and create for themselves. But I'm going to go create joy for me.
That is really interesting. I did start doing an organizing project, and when I would come home and see that I wasn't even taking care of my own place, I actually worked myself out of doing it. I couldn't face going to somebody else's place and working so hard, getting it all organized, and come home and see I'm not doing it for myself.
Yeah, guys, you will get this. You will get this. It's all about you. It all starts with you. So go within and go, well, where am I not serving myself joyfully? Because if I want to serve others joyfully, you see, I walk my talk. I can't heal you if I don't heal me. I can't heal you anyway. You've got to do that yourself. You know that. But I can't bring the information out if I go, okay, well, I'm just going to get pissed off at that client. And they're trying to do this, and they're trying to do that. If I don't stop and go, all right, Dee, there's a pony here. Why are you in reaction? Why is your body doing this thing? What are you supposed to be looking at? Where is the lesson here that you get to expand with? You see, if we're not doing that every moment, we're not serving ourselves. And then we want to know why life isn't showing up for us the way we want to.
Go I have some work
to
do.
Go back to you. What?
I have some work to do for myself.
Well, yes, and call it play. Because it's joyful creation is what it is, guys. It's not work, but it's like, wow, where can I serve me loving myself more? Because I know that that is going to change my whole frickin' life, my business, my body, my relationships, everything. I'm telling you, it's the cornerstone of everything, and you hear me and you go, yeah. I know, this is Dee's big thing. So keep asking, and I'm going to keep telling you, and when you get as mad as hell and don't want to take it anymore, you'll try it and you'll see, because that's what I did. That's when I dropped to my knees and said, I don't want to be this way anymore, and all this work started coming in. And I'm telling you, you don't have to do that, guys. You don't have to non-create your lives anymore to get it, or to create falling down, or to create being poor, or to create getting sick. You just have to get that it's all about loving yourself and start creating that, and be conscious of what you want to create that makes you love yourself more. Do you understand?
I wanted you to just tell me what to do. Go start doing this process. Go start doing this practice. Go start teaching this thing.
You wanted me to do your work for you.
Yeah.
And my work is to teach you to do your own.
Thank you.
You know, because if I plant a garden for you one time, you're just going to end up starving again next year. I am here to empower you to know that you are the greatest creator of you there is. You are your highest answer, guys. And you can do this. You just have to go, oh, okay, I'm just going to do it.
Thank you, Dee.
They want you to know, Donna, that any of those choices that you make, any way that you serve to go out and create health and happiness and wholeness for everybody else, you're going to be joyfully happy and successful, and they're underlining that, doing that. But how can you do that for somebody else if you don't know how to do it for you? You're going to be more powerful if you go, yes, I know. Let me show you, which is what I'm doing with you. Okay?
Yes, so perfect. Thank
you
so much.
All right, baby. Love you. Thank you. Okay, we're going to Jill in California.
Oh, dear. I was afraid that was going to happen right then. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you have your little hand up, so I'm assuming you joyfully wanted to be chosen.
I did, and this has been a very interesting listening to everyone else because...
Yeah, you hear yourself, don't you, baby?
I really do, and I didn't call with a question, I didn't think. I called with a share, but now...
Well, go ahead, share. Share first. That's great.
Okay. So last week, my dog was acting a little different, and... on Friday evening and then Saturday morning, kind of didn't want to eat. And this is a dog that's obsessed with food. So I said, all right, it's time. So to make a longer story short, we ended up at a vet, not my usual one, and we're there for like 3.5 hours. And she had a bladder infection and something called Cushing's, and she's diabetic. And I left there in shock and totally overwhelmed with all the information and whatever, and it's been kind of a circus with regard to getting the meds and stuff. But we have gotten okay with doing the shots. She's okay with it. And in looking at what the hell is this about, because I'm a person who doesn't get sick, has no experience with any of this, and where I got to was, okay, not only am I really not good at, quote, loving myself, I'm not even all that good at loving others. So it was interesting you included pets when you spoke at the beginning of the call. And so for me, it looks like a twice a daily reminder to love myself and be able to express my love for others and more often.
Bingo. Jill, you're right on the nose. I'm testing everything. And I want everybody to understand, because your words, you said, I'm just a person that never gets sick, and my pendulum went to no. And I didn't understand that if you have the experience of wellness. But this is the message that you're bringing forward for everybody. Not loving yourself is the greatest sickness we have.
Yes, I'm more clear about that than I've ever been.
And your beloved pet,
yes,
came forward to show you unconditional love by, well, allowing yourself to take care of it. All of this information about love and death and the guilt of it and being caught in the middle of it literally came through because I kept feeling guilty about putting my little cockapoo down too early. And this was years ago. But every night I say goodnight to her, and every night I can feel the guilt. And so I didn't deal with it. I didn't go, wow, what's that about? And so it started showing up in other places in my life, and then it started showing up in my own body.
Oh, you know,
until I made myself look at what I was guilty about, which was the choice of life and death on a greater scale. So go ahead, baby.
Well, what you said just brought up the whole thing about guilt. So the Cushing's disease.
Uh-huh.
So she, over the past 2 years, has lost a lot of hair. I mean, you can actually see her skin, and this is a long-haired dog. But I, quote, couldn't go to the vet because I didn't have any money. And all of that whole story. So I have been feeling really guilty for the past 2 years.
Okay.
Because I wasn't taking care of my dog because of this same old story I have about money and taking care of myself.
Yes, and the money is the sickness you get to experience of not loving yourself. I hope Patty's still on and she heard that. And Christine. Money is a sickness.
Wow.
It's an energetic sickness that we experience when we don't love ourselves and integrate all of that. Guys, if there's anything I can teach you, it's go back to you. Go back to the God of you and decide you're going to be a big God, a strong God, a God that loves itself, instead of a God that keeps doing all the stuff that we were handed over decades of religion and denial.
You know, it's pretty hard when I look at it this way from what you're saying. I can see how it would be pretty hard for the universe to provide money or all good things to a worthless piece of shit.
Thank you. Thank you. You said it better than I could have ever said it, but I think I've come close to that. You know, how can the universe love you unconditionally and give you the desires of your heart when you think you're a big, worthless piece of shit? Or anywhere in between, for that matter. Because you see, my beloved people that I do love so very much, because you are so determined to be powerful and get this, is that you are the universe of you. And the universe of you, when the universe of you truly loves and gives to yourself, the universe of the one has to match that energy. And so it is. Thank you for that most valuable call, baby.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And tell your little doggy thank you for serving and bringing that forward for all of us, okay?
Her ears just went up.
Good. And you
Thanks.
Know what?
Love-
I'm taking a moment to thank my little Snuffy for bringing forward all of this for me. I just love that little dog so much. Hey, Margaret, what's going on with you?
Oh, Hattie, remember the little foster kitty that came on a few weeks ago?
Yes.
To bring in some energy, and we thought I was going to be running a kitty hospice?
Yes.
Well, it seems she's decided she's not ready to die. She's going to find herself a new purpose and heal her body. And so I find myself running, a kitty hospital, I guess, okay, a kitty support system. But
okay,
lately,
stop there.
Okay.
Those are the words you want. A kitty support system, so you're supporting her to heal herself, and that's what we are all called to do for ourselves.
Right.
Right?
I mean,
I want everybody to stop and hear those words. Can you be your own support system?
Yes.
Okay, so we're claiming that, all of us, consciously, right now. You're not just listening to the words. Okay? I am divine love, and I am the support of myself. Okay, proceed.
Okay, but I mean I'm trying to find the food she'll eat and, you know, doing what she needs and cannot do for herself physically. But she has started peeing all over the apartment. And I know there's a message here. It started in the evening. I taught a workshop in January. And she was here for the workshop, went and sat in people's lap, and, you know, seemed to be fine with...
Give me a song, Margaret. Give me a song.
I'm going totally blank, and she's walking toward me crying.
Uh-huh, I can hear her.
She's trying to give you the song, but I don't know what song she's got here.
That's true. She is giving me the song. And we're going to, how much is that doggy in the window?
Okay.
Okay. I do hope that doggy's for sale. So, well, it's just animal day here on the show, isn't it? This is the highest thing. I'm understanding this in the highest way. I'm asking the right question. We want the highest answer. I get a yes on all this. What all the animals are bringing forward is their fear that they will not be accepted in their sickness. Wow. Holy hell. That just hit me right in the heart center. So if they're bringing that forward for us, we are bringing it forward for ourselves. The fear that we will, oh my God, I can feel this, abandoned if we are not whole, complete, and perfect. That we will be abandoned in our loss of dignity, in our sickness, in our age. Because ageism is coming up for a lot of people on the shows. Which means there are qualifications in place around us accepting and supporting ourselves in the creation of us in every way. So I'll love you if you're healthy. I'll love you if you're successful. I'll love you if you don't fall down. I'll love you if you sell this or book that. Or you see, they're coming forward going, no, love is just love is just love. And how far can I push you so that you can practice just staying in love? I'm telling you, this is the highest thing we're going. And so, therefore, this is absolutely something we are doing for ourselves. That we are coming forward to love ourselves unconditionally in our sickness, in our challenges, in our expansion, in our growth, in our knowingness. As we move forward, we unconditionally accept the love of ourself, claiming the symbol, I am divine love, invoking the new statement and the masculine, feminine, and child statement around it all, and so it is. And, Margaret, they're saying once you really embrace that, your little kitty may decide to have you return to the hospice.
Okay.
Role.
She was adopted and returned to the shelter because she was peeing outside of the box. So it looks like she's testing me to see what I'll do with it.
Well, just love her unconditionally and create a space that is okay for you too.
Okay.
You know. But the core of it is I'll love you. I love you whether you're doing this or not. And I need you to do it this way because I love myself too.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, I do understand.
Okay.
I mean, it's, and I said, if this keeps up, I'll have to take her back to the shelter. And so obviously that's not loving her unconditionally. But pee all over the carpet is hard to take.
No, that's not loving yourself unconditionally. What
no,
I'm
isn't.
Saying is once we get what it's about, oftentimes it shifts.
Okay.
Okay? So maybe what you have to do is get one of those very big cages and just cage her, honey, and keep a box in there.
Well, when I catch her doing it, I've taken her and put her in my bathroom for a bit.
Well,
but
she's still doing it. So I'm saying look for the solution that allows you to unconditionally love both of you.
Yeah. Well, there's really no place I can cage her. Shutting her in a bathroom is comparable. Then she can't see out. She's not happy. But I'm putting her ahead of me, aren't I?
No, they're saying that's not what it's about. It's that you are putting limitations on the love of yourself and caging yourself, and that's what she's bringing forward to you.
Okay.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to go to Steve real quick here. Hey, baby, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to take your call.
I got good stuff to say because so much of this is like coming to me. It was a great birthday. Then I started feeling yucky, and I said, wait a minute, you don't need to create an event. You know,
thank you.
You can just live. And so much on the call has resonated with me in a happy way. I no longer say things like, I'm not a comic, I'm just doing this because I'm here. And when I said that, I realized why I was doing it, because it's an experience of just throwing out energy. So now I can do that as an actor without judgment.
Absolutely. Just love yourself, guys, for whatever you're doing. Love yourself in the moment and move out of that judgment. Judgment is the biggest word, Steve, that you're bringing in. That is why we go out of our heart centers and start loving ourselves. And when we move out of our heart centers, guys, you move into your head, and that takes you out of the moment. And when you leave the moment, you're leaving the moment where you create.
Yeah.
So when you stay in your heart and stay in your heart center and the love for yourself, you are always in the moment of creation. And that's just the way it works. Okay.
Yeah. Last night, in closing, the MC had the entire audience sing happy birthday to me, and I didn't do my usual shit. All I did was accept the love.
And how did it feel, Steve?
Great, actually.
Yeah, because, you know, as actors, and I'm talking for everyone, but it's so in our face as actors, what we want is for the world to love us. And then we go, oh, no, I really wasn't that good. So love me, but I'm not going to accept it because I don't love myself enough to go, yeah, I'm pretty awesome, aren't I?
Yeah.
You know? So I want everybody to come together. I don't care when you're listening to this call. Just come together right now and fall into your heart center. And let's just claim, I'm freaking awesome. I'm awesome. I'm magnificent. I love me. I give myself permission to love me even more today. I'm expanding that. And I'm going to love myself by literally looking out into the world and seeing what a fabulous world it is. That's my choice today. That's my direction for me today, to unconditionally love me so much that I see the world as love. I am divine love around all of that, and so it is. Wow. Nice close to the show, dude. Thanks, Steve.
Dee, I love you. Thank
you
for all of this.
Okay, guys, it's been a show. Call after call after call after call. This is what you do. 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 So I'm saying to you, you have the answer. You must now choose to be the answer and to know that you have it. And to know that it's about you, and to know that it's about loving you. Open your hearts to yourself, guys. Open your hearts to the God and the magnificence that you are. And if you're confused, say, I'm clear. And if you're afraid, say, I'm brave and I am courage. And if you want to move ahead, say, I am moving ahead, knowing that I'm safe and secure in this life. I am playing life big, and so it is.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.